Welcome back. We're at tip number 14. Before I get started here with 14, which is about creating our hardest hitting cover letter, I want to make note that if you haven't looked at tip 13 yet, you're going to want to do that first, because a lot of what we learn in 13 is applicable to 14. 13 is about making it quick, making it easy. And there's certainly times when quick and easy is the recipe you want to follow. But here we're going to take a deep dive and we're going to create the hardest hitting cover letter that you can produce. Look, not everything is worth hardest hitting. That's one of the things that we coach our clients through, is that some opportunities that you see aren't worth hours worth of time to get a hard hitting cover letter developed. There's some you just want to get it out there, because one of the things we know for sure is unless you get it out there, you're not going to hear from that recruiter. So if you will, there's those cover letters that you write that might take minutes or certainly 30 minutes or less. But then there's those cover letters where you say, you know, this is such a great job. And this is not a long shot for me. I am the perfect candidate. All I need to do, I need an opportunity to get in front of that recruiter and convince them I'm the person that they ought to contact. Well, if that's what you're thinking, here's the approach that's going to get the job done. This is hard hitting. It is still lean. It is mean. It gets the job done. And we're going to take you through it step by step so that you can write a cover letter that's going to get you the ideal job that you've been looking for. This is the opportunity to not be lost in the stack or not be lost in the database. This is the opportunity to demonstrate to recruiter, look, I know what you're looking for, and I'm it. And so here's what you want. Here's what I offer. And that's the premise of this whole tip, is you take whatever you found, the job posting, if you will, and you start breaking it down point by point. We show you how to do that. Now, you're going to have to spend some time reading this, but, you know, I'm not going to apologize for asking you to read something. We're here trying to help people that want to do the work that gets the job that they've been looking for. And so, as we said earlier, work isn't a four-letter word. Work is an opportunity to differentiate yourself and stand out. As a matter of fact, though, if we do this and we do it right, it's going to prepare you not only for that phone interview, but the in-person interview as well. So if you want to, think about this as a hard-hitting cover letter, but also think about it as a hard-hitting interview approach. So what do we need to do? Well, to create the hardest hitting cover letter, you're going to need to begin by begin in the beginning. All we need to do is take that job posting, get it off the internet, and get it into a Word document that you can manipulate. Then what you do after that is you break it down sentence by sentence and start breaking out and separating sentences with words with space in between. And then you number them. And what you're going to find is in the average job posting that we see, we're seeing somewhere between 50 to at times well over 100 lines of text. You can't possibly look at that whole thing and figure out exactly what they're looking for. But if you break it down and number it, now we've got line 1 through 100, what you're going to see is that some things are repeated. You can get rid of those. You're going to see some things are just filler. You can get rid of those. How do you know what's filler and what's required? Look, it's your job. It's the job you want. It's the job that you said, I'm qualified for this. Well, you're going to know. And that recruiter and maybe that hiring manager, they don't have the time to put the work into it that you do. They're not going to spend hours writing a job posting. But you might say, this is the one I might want to spend a few hours writing a cover letter. And the beauty of this is, look, it's not wasted time. If you knew that it was going to work and this works, then you're going to want to invest the time in you and the future you want to create. So you get all of those lines of text, you start reducing it, you break it out. And what you find is you eliminate the duplicates, you work through and edit out the fluff, and you get it down to a handful of things, which we call the handshake, if you will, the grip on that job that you say, I know this, I've got a handle on it, I've got my hand on it. So that's what we're talking about here. And essentially what we're looking at is you're going to break it down from 100 lines of text into, I know what you want, and here it is in priority order, and I'm going to address each one of these points. As a recruiter myself and a dog who spent time doing this for a long time, I'm here to tell you that recruiters love it when you do this. And what you're essentially telling them is, again, here's what you want and here's why I'm qualified. This is hard hitting. This works. If you go to thejobdog.com and you look at the examples that we have, you're going to see an approach that you're going to say, yes, this is what I've been looking for. This has not been written by somebody who wants to figure this out. This has been written by a team of people who do this day in and day out and create success for other people. So here we are. Here we go. Tips number 13 and 14 work together. 13, quick and easy. 14, hardest hitting. You use both, right hand, left hand, right foot, left foot. At times something it demands and is okay with quick and easy. But other times you're going to say, this is the job. This is the one I want. This is the opportunity I'm going for. Well, if you're saying that, tip number 14 and the examples are here for you. So dive in, dig in, spend some time here, and you're going to get the results you've been looking for. This is not something you want to do, but this is something you get to do. This is a chance for you to differentiate yourself from everybody else who can't figure out why they're not getting phone calls. You figured it out because you're going to present yourself in a way that gets a recruiter to say, I want to talk to you. That's the phone call you're looking for. Here's how to get the job done. Welcome to tip number 14. Get going now.